orthodontist. If you or someone you know needs braces or some other form of orthodontic care, remember, you have one of the best in the business right here. Contact Dr. Larry Eggison for a free consultation. We are located at 118 North Hanselman Street in Bad Axe, across from the post office. Or call 989-269-6811. Trust your smile to Dr. Larry Eggison, supporting local sports and the future of some area youth.
We're back here at our venue. It's Harbor Beach, and it's 15-0 Pirates over the Bad Axe Hatchets. And we have our third guest here this evening. And what is your name?
My name is Preston Livingston. I'm in the ninth grade.
You're in the ninth grade, and it's Preston Livingston?
Yes.
Okay. And you're in the ninth grade. So how many years have you played football?
Since the seventh grade.
Since the seventh grade. Anybody special you want to say hi out there to?
My brother Ryan Irwin. Love you, buddy, and I'll see you sometime.
Well, I know that name sounds familiar. I think I know that guy from the past. I think I know him, but I might not. But anyway, we'll go on to the next question. What position do you play in football?
I play tight end and defensive end.
Tight end and defensive end. Boy, they're kind of one plays offense. Do you catch any passes?
Yep, every now and then.
Every now and then. Did you catch one last night?
No, I didn't.
Did they throw to you?
No.
You might want to tell him your name, the quarterback, that is. That's an old line coach telling you that.
Yeah.
Say, you know, I'm 28. I do go out there once in a while. Look for me. Defensive end.
Yes.
Did you make any tackles last night?
Yes, I made three.
Made three. Very good. Very good. And do you know the score of the game? We'll see if it matches up with Mr. Lemansky.
Yes, it's 34-7, Harbor Beach won.
34-7. And, all right, we want to wish the JV Pirates luck and the JV volleyball players, player that came up and talked to us tonight. And we appreciate them, and we want to thank you for being on our halftime show. And we'll be back in a minute as we continue on.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Parker, and Excalibur, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Chad Haleski or Mike Brown for archery, bow and arrow, or crossbow sales and service. Stay warm and dry this year with a handmade cedar blind to both archery and gun sizes. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Pick up a flyer in-store with Super Gun Specials. The Heritage Rough Rider 22 caliber long rifle revolver, only $119.99. Don't miss the 19th annual used gun auction being held at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 11th, starting at 11 a.m. Over 125 rifles, shotguns, and pistols will be sold to the highest bidder. Browning, Remington, Winchester, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, and many more. The complete auction list is available at randyshuntingcenter.com or pick up a flyer at the store. It's all happening at the Woods and Water Weekend, including the used gun auction, Sunday, September 11th at the Emily City Fairgrounds. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.
And welcome back to Harbor Beach here. As we're about to get started, 2 minutes and 45 seconds away from the start of the second half, Harbor Beach out to a 15-0 lead over the Bad Axe Hatchets. A pretty good game thus far, I'd have to say.
Yes, I'm really impressed with Coach Minetti's defense. Those kids are playing hard. They've been on the field a lot because the Pirates have been able to grind it out against them on the ground. Both teams have playing it low to the best and keeping the ball on the ground. Don't want to put it in the air. And when the Pirates put it in the air, they almost had it picked off twice.
Twice, that's right.
And the Hatchets did get an interception late here that sparked their offense. But now we'll see how they answer the bell coming out here in this third quarter, because they will get the ball to start the third quarter.
That's right. And just like a little time travel there, we have 2 minutes and 40 seconds until the kickoff. Seems like we're sitting in still time. You'll be tuned to Cruise 102, 102.1 FM, your home for high school sports.
At Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe, they enjoy giving credit. Bayport State Bank believes no matter who wins, they'd like to give credit to everyone. To everyone who's ever worked as a team, everyone who's ever pulled together for a common goal. They salute you. because at Bayport State Bank, they believe in giving credit where credit is due. Bayport State Bank of Bayport Pigeon and BedEx, member FDIC.
Remember that class that you absolutely hated? It was tough, boring, and dull. Sounds like insurance, right? The professionals at K&S Insurance agree, but we will help you to ease through the different ways to protect your insurance interest. Hastings Mutual Insurance and K&S Insurance will help you through one of life's necessary evils because we care. K&S Insurance, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company, known for Midwest value since 1885.
Hi, this is Pat Sorensen. For a no-obligation quote, please call me toll-free at 1-877-537-0202. That's 877-537-0202.
Go Pirates!
Game nights are busy. Let your friends at McDonald's Food and Family Center make things a bit simpler for you. Whether you're tailgating, eating on the run, or trying to sit down with the family before or after the game, count on McDonald's Food and Family Center to provide you with the choices you want, complete with the convenience and affordable prices you've come to know and expect from your favorite hometown grocer. Hot and cold deli case, salads and subs ready to grab and go, and so much more. McDonald's Food and Family Center, helping families enjoy game night for over 57 years.
And welcome back to Harbor Beach here. We are about to get set 40 seconds away from the kickoff in Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach out to the lead, 15-0 over Maddox. I just got a score update here. Deckerville was taking on the perennial power Mendon tonight, and Mendon is actually taking care of them 26-0 at halftime over Deckerville.
Wow. Is that in Mendon or Deckerville?
I think that is in Deckerville.
In Deckerville,
yeah,
wow.
So I think Mendon had to look at a couple maps to find out where Deckerville is, in fact. But they are taking care of Deckerville thus far, 26-0 at halftime. So,
now, Clark, I'll say another thing here, folks, as we get ready for this third quarter with the Pirates up 15 to zip, all this technology, we never had all this stuff. And then he's got a little, it must be a...
That's a BlackBerry,
smartphone, and text, people are texting stuff and everything, and gosh, my statistician took off on me. I didn't know where he went, and...
He went to that very delicious concession stand.
He
you're
must
talking
be heard
about.
Me talking That's about right. that. But we got laptops, and we've got I don't know what this board is all like. It's got too many buttons for me to mess with.
Well, Ron, I'm honored to welcome you to the 21st century.
Oh, is this what that is?
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
So, right now, Harbor Beach coming back onto the field. 2 minutes and 50 seconds left until the kickoff. I tell you, folks, this is a first in my life. I am sitting still in motion. We've been at 2 minutes and 50 seconds for about 10 minutes now.
Well, you realize when the 15 minutes goes through, Clark, they throw on another 3 minutes to make sure they stretch out, and we're supposed to stretch out, too, during this 3 minutes.
Okay, well, do we do this right now?
Yes.
Okay,
all
right. Well, if you can imagine what I'm doing right now, we are stretching.
I'll tell you what, these chairs are not getting any softer than the last time I was here.
Well, that's up for debate. But right now, 812, 813 now on Cruise 102, the station that rocks and knocks and shakes lakes, and also your hometown, your home station for all high school football. Right now, Harbor Beach over Bad Axe, 15-0 as we're waiting for this first half to conclude and the halftime to conclude, and we're about to take on to the second half. Pretty interesting game this far. I was expecting it's closer than I expected. Bad Axe there at the very end showed a lot of light and a lot of spirit there. They came out, interception, drove the ball down about 40 yards, and then got stopped, ran out of time at about the 20-yard line.
Right. If they wouldn't have run out of time, it would have been interesting to see what they were doing. But the interception by number 20 for the Hatchets, Joshua Geiger. And then Spencer Kelly was doing a lot of running for them, hard running, and a couple other backs broke loose there, but they just ran out of time, as you said.
Yeah, so a minute away from the kickoff. Both teams getting onto the field now. Looks like they're going to reset the clock. 15-0, Harbor Beach out to the lead in this first week of high school football in Michigan. It's exciting. Exciting to get back in the booth. Exciting to get back into these stadiums. It's exciting. It does mean, yes, students have to go back to class, But for the first time in my life, I don't have to go back to school. It's a weird feeling. I graduated from Michigan State.